4, HKX, 4. KN4, TFW. Bill gone already? Ready to go. He said to tell you guys good morning in 73. We're talking to him. I was wondering if he's coming up with the stuff for today. Go on this morning yet? Ask. He may not be here this morning. He's going out camping. Wasn't he going tonight or was it tomorrow?
Oh, this is his Friday. Today.
Big Friday.
Heard him last night talking to Steve about those remote control airplanes and how he's got hooked on them and that, and now I ain't gonna be able to get me an airplane.
I'm with you there. One expensive hobby's enough at a time.
Yeah.
Police are about to get together Saturday and we're a go for that.
Awesome. Yeah, usually Susan gets off at 3, but she's not getting off till 4, so depending on if her relief shows up on time, we should be there by 5 o'clock, no problem.
Plan on being there at 5. If you're a little later, no big deal.
Where our fearless leader is going to let them put more ethanol in the gas so you can get less gas mileage. Run all the corn out so we'll have a food shortage and then create more smog and everything because, it isn't as clean burning as regular gas. Man, he's on it.
People have no clue what the real world is. They live in some fantasy land.
I agree with you on that one. There ain't none of them have a clue.
The news or read about what's going on in Shanghai?
Where the whole darn city's locked down. I mean, they had, plywood walls all around the complexes and you couldn't get out, and they had them robotic dogs walking around watching for people coming out, and they just literally, they have that whole electronic currency and that, and so now they got the people shut down and everything, and I guess the ports are shut down, and I saw where people were, they were, I guess, sleeping at work and living at work so that they could continue to work.
Or HKX. Yeah, they were padlocking the whole communities and all that where you can't get out. And, I mean, what in the world are we thinking? What are the people thinking?
Lady was saying that if you had one case, they locked the whole city down, and then I saw where people were jumping off of the high rises and that committing suicide because they didn't have any food.
Over there, looting whatever they got to do to eat because they don't have any food. Don't get it, man. But we want a more communist country.
To want our country to be like that, as soon as it turns into that, then they'd be complaining, right?
First ones to complain because they can't abuse the system anymore.
The fuel prices over there in Taylor's were down to like $3.36, I think.
The prices will go up.
Administration's finally starting to say, yeah, it might be bad.
Whether or not, I was listening to Tara there Monday morning, and the vice governor, the lieutenant governor of Texas made a speech over the weekend stating that by the end of Joe Biden's first term in office, 20% of this nation would be illegal immigrants, and that's just the ones they know about.
Believe that. I saw where the border states are threatening to ship all those people to sanctuary states, and then let them deal with them.
Yeah, just don't let them in.
No, You know, there's a lot of really good people that have applied to get in and everything the right way, and I have no problem with that, you know. But these people that sneak across and that, you should be shot. I'm not saying you should be shot, but you shouldn't be allowed in. You should be a wall up and just deterred from coming in. But we can't just, our society will crash if we keep doing this and just letting everybody in to freeload off the system. Here with you on that one. It's going to take another uprising like in the 1860s to solve the problem, I believe. About that too, but where's the dividing line, like the Mason-Dixon line of North and South? I mean, there is none. I mean, it's neighbor to neighbor. There's no dividing line. We're so divided in this country that if something like that happened, I don't know where you would start or where you would go to be safe for anything. Right about that. It was a little more clear cut back then, wasn't it? I don't guess Andrew's coming in this morning. Close to your black hole? Not yet. I'm probably a few miles away from it still. It seemed like you were fading a little bit. You're a little scratchy too, earlier than what it is, but I mean, it could be. But we can try jumping over to the other repeater if you want to. I should be able to. KN4 TFW clear. KO4 HDX clear.